Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Brenda Reese, and this is The Rundown. Former President Donald Trump turned himself into an Atlanta, Georgia jail yesterday evening. NBC News reports he was arrested on felony charges related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is Trump's fourth indictment this year, but Google his name and you'll see this is the former president's first mugshot. Fulton County jail authorities say they plan on taking mugshots of all 19 people charged in this case. Trump was released on a $200,000 bond. Chicago Public School students end their first week of classes today. The district says it's prioritizing bus service for students in special education as districts grapple with a nationwide bus driver shortage. But some parents are frustrated they're missing out. My colleague Sarah Karp spoke to one parent, LaShonda Flowers, about that change.
You have impacted a third shift ER nurse who, instead of going to sleep, must now drive their children and the children of the neighborhood 30 plus minutes to school, 30 plus minutes home.
CPS says it might restore some busing throughout the year. One of Springfield's most powerful men for decades was humbled yesterday by a federal jury. Timothy Mapes, a top aide to the former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, was found guilty of perjury and obstruction of justice for lying to a federal grand jury. The two counts on which he was convicted carry a maximum 5 and 20-year prison sentences. A new group in the Illinois State House will try to make good on the state's renewable energy promises. The Sustainable Fuels Caucus will be made up of 5 Democratic lawmakers who will make sure the state is producing enough energy through more sustainable sources to meet its own growing needs. Members of that group point to recent legislation, like the extension of ethanol sales tax credits, as a sign Illinois is committed to expanding the use of renewable fuel sources. You're waking up to a much cooler morning, but it's hard to forget that extreme heat this week. And while you might have felt sweaty and hot and bothered, did you know your mental state could have been impacted too? Aside from feeling grumpy about those triple-digit temperatures, Dr. Joshua Wurzel with the American Psychiatric Association's Committee for Climate Change and Mental Health says people being treated for mental health conditions are more prone to heat stroke. Plus, he says excessive sweating could change the level of medication in someone's blood. Chicago Inspector General recently praised some of the city's homeless outreach efforts, including an accelerated moving program. The city's watchdog says that's helped people experiencing homelessness secure and retain housing. But next, the Inspector General says he wants that program scaled up in size. Trust that this weekend will be much cooler than during the week. And not that you need encouragement to celebrate, but here are a few festivals you can catch. The Latinx Festival at Navy Pier is celebrating the diverse genres of Latin music and how it's evolved over time. The second annual Pizza City Fest is happening at the Salt Shed, where you can try pizza from 20 different pizza makers from across the state. And the Uptown Rhythm Festival will focus on the connection between dance and the environment. Take your pick. Today will be a much kinder day weather-wise. Mostly cloudy today with a 30-ish percent chance of rain this evening. Glorious highs of 75 near the lake and a low of 69 degrees. It'll still be pretty humid out, but I'll take that over triple-digit temps any day. That's it for now. Later today, we hear some music from Chicago-born rapper and producer Solo Sam. Seconds, turn to minutes, hours in the days, life is such a haze. I've been stuck in ways that's gonna separate everything I made. If I die today. But there's something pretty unique about this artist. He's also a chef with a cooking show, cookbooks, and a party series all centered around food.
If it wasn't for cooking, I wouldn't have grown as a music artist, for sure.
Aaron talks with him today at 2. I'm Brenda Ruiz. Thanks for listening.